News Radio KMAN. Glad you could spend part of your morning with us. We're talking Manhattan city government news here. The city commission meets at 7 o'clock this evening. We've got Mayor Wynn Butler and city manager Ron Fear joining us here via Zoom today. Again, we've talked about one of the four agenda items here on the general agenda, and we'll get into another one that's gone quite well, I think, for a lot of downtown businesses. And item B is considering a request from downtown Manhattan for two additional outdoor dining platforms.
Thanks, Brandon. This particular item, we have been successful in constructing and placing seven platforms in the downtown area, working with Downtown Manhattan Inc. and the businesses associated with that, that has set these up in the parking area. So before we allowed for additional outdoor dining on the sidewalks, but the platforms really create more of a space to, especially when you're on distancing guidelines inside the facility, to be able to expand the number of tables that they have available for their business. So it's worked out pretty well. And there are two additional businesses that would like to see these. AJ's, they're on Points, as well as the Pool House on South 4th Street. So South 4th Street, you just have the parallel parking areas. So they're only about 12 feet deep in that regard. And the other ones, I think, are around 20 feet, maybe. Yeah, 20 feet in depth. So it does create a bigger opportunity. There was the commission originally allocated about $250,000 of this from the economic development funds to provide this. To date, there's been about $218,000 spent. And so there's a little bit of savings of about $31,000. But to do two more would take about an additional $28,000 to help cover that. So the request specifically would be to develop two more platforms at those locations and provide some additional funding to make that happen. If the commission approves that, then we would have to come back with specific agreements with those businesses that allows them to take alcoholic beverages to those platforms as part of their dining services.
All right. So that's up for consideration tonight. And we were talking before we went on the air here this morning, Mr. Butler, that there was a survey that went around from some of the local businesses kind of talking about how well these have been received. And sounds like, for the most part, they're really helping business out.
Yeah, the DMI did a survey of the retailers, the property owners down there. And there's really four interesting, takeaways from that. You know, one is it did help them with revenues. And as Ron said earlier, that hospitality industry is taking a huge hit. And so those platforms increased their revenues and probably for sure at least saved one of the businesses from closing. Because one of them probably would have had to given up because they just didn't have the space with the restrictions. The second thing of interest is that, I mentioned the panic. A lot of people are still afraid to go out into restaurants, but there are people that use the dining platforms because they felt safe on the dining platforms, but not inside. So that generated more people coming out than usual. And then the other interesting thing is, even with the restrictions, you can't wait inside the restaurant to sit down. They want you to wait outside. And the nice part about the platforms, because heaters were donated to them, and so you've got an area you can stand, wait to get your table, and it's warm. And then the fourth spinoff was, as people were waiting on the platforms and looking around, they noticed the storefronts. They went into some of the retailers and some of them said their business picked up. So I think the platforms have been a resounding success, and the use of economic development funds to cover them is spot on with what we want to do with economic development. It's not just bring in new business, it's save the ones we have. And so I think it was money well spent. And I've heard some pushback where people said, a handyman could have built those for cheaper, but that's not the case when you look at what was done, because each one of those curbs is a little bit different in height and there's a slope there, and the code folks helped, and the architects, and they made certain that we didn't cause a problem with drainage. And each one of those had to be custom made. It wasn't just mass produce these things and drop them on the sidewalk. There was some real effort that went into that, and the majority of it, the labor and the work of designing it, was free. The only thing we paid for was the actual material, and of course, the material is not cheap. It's the Trek stuff, so it's not going to rot or deteriorate or things like that. So I think we got an excellent return on investment on that project.
Yeah. Well, it's been,
there was a little confusion because we did use some temporary wood to get them out there sooner because of COVID. A lot of the materials were backward, but everybody felt like it was important. So when they originally went out, they did look like they were kind of just pieced together a little bit, but you'd have to have the safety railings and stuff. But I think now that the permanent materials are in, and as the mayor indicated, these are designed to be very durable. And, you know, the original plan was to take them up in the wintertime and storm. They were designed to be taken apart and reinstalled. And, you know, we've had a relatively mild winter, and I think they've had some decent use even through the winter. So that'll be something that'll have to be reevaluated, whether or not that was worth it. And certainly there are some folks that they are occupying some parking spaces, and we do have some lots, so it's a little bit further to walk. So I'm sure we'll have some of those input and discussion on some of those issues. If we get some more CARES money, this would be eligible for reimbursement under most programs. So some of those ED funds could be reimbursed as well. We'll just have to wait and see what the parameters are of any additional funding that we might get.
All right. Well, this topic has created some buzz here. We've got the phone lines popping here. We had a question here or a comment. So let's get to this caller. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I had a business in downtown Manhattan back in 1980 that was displaced by the downtown redevelopment. And that's neither here nor there. But ever since then, I've been an advocate of making Points Avenue a pedestrian thoroughfare between 3rd and 4th, and again between 4th and 5th. Let the cross traffic go across on 4th and across on 3rd. And make that a gathering place for people to get together to go to these food and drink establishments and use that as a gathering space. You could have entertainment. You could have maybe even food carts. And to my way of thinking, it would be an awful lot cheaper to do that than to build all these platforms that are being built. And of course, Points could still be used as a thoroughfare for loading and unloading supplies to the businesses, or also for safety reasons for fire and ambulance and police. Like I say, I've been advocating that for the last 40 years, but I just thought I would throw that in for something to be thinking about. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. Your thoughts, guys, on that?
So appreciate that call, and certainly I know Gina Scroggs, the director of DMI, has certainly working towards special events and do just that. So and they have closed off sections of Points Avenue for those special events, and I think she's looking at maybe trying to do more of those. You know, to do it permanently, it's a great concept, and certainly you look at places like Boulder and other places that have done that have been very successful. And then, you know, will it happen someday? Maybe so. But that's part of the discussion that we're talking about in some of the Aggieville improvements as well. And most of the design we've done is to make it easier to block those places off. So, you know, maybe there are certain times of the day where it's blocked off. And allow traffic to flow at other times. So like the gentleman said, for deliveries and whatnot. So a lot of businesses still value that parking space in front of their business. So it's just, it's a good discussion to have in the future, and certainly appreciate the comments.
Yeah, the 12th Street, you know, project down in Aggieville is probably closest to what the gentleman was thinking about, with the ability to block that and the sidewalks and the street were all integrated, so you don't have a curb to trip over. And that's going to be very interesting for people to look at that. You know, I think back to when we used to have Purple Power Play on Points. And, of course, we moved that to City Park. It didn't have it last year, but years before. And a lot of the merchants did not like Purple Power Play because it shut down, you know, access to their business. And one of the guys, my barber down there on points, he doesn't like you closing that because he says he needs the parking, you know, in the front. He doesn't like the platform either. It sticks out too far, cut one of his parking places. So there are some pushbacks on that.
All right. Yeah. Great idea here. Dave, you had something?
Yeah, gentlemen, we had a caller requesting some more information on the project on Reith Avenue. And Ron, her question was, how far on Reith Avenue will that construction work go? Well, that's I'm not exactly sure where it starts. Does it start on Anderson and go all the way north, or what are the plans for that work?
Well, I know it goes at least from Anderson to Dickens. I'm not sure it goes, this phase goes north of Dickens, and some of those we issued a contract, and some of that, it kind of depends on, most of it's going to be a complete replacement of Reith Avenue. The added of just being able to patchwork quilt some of these areas just doesn't hold up. And so I'm pretty sure that's the aspect. We should be, obviously that's something we awarded last fall. The contractor was finishing up some other work on some other areas, and I think they're getting close to get ready to get tooled up and start that here this spring.
Now, Dickens, that is what, the southern border of Manhattan Area Tech College?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Just trying to get a visual
on
that.
Seco Park.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Yeah, all that's right. Where the detour signs direct you right now, since I live over on this side.
Gotcha.
And Public Works put out a good map on that they shared on Facebook, and I shared it with a number of people, so it has all the information laid out there. So they're doing a pretty good job, at least trying to get it out on social media.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. And it's about time to take our last break here on In Focus, so let's get to that. And still more discussion here coming up on the general agenda. We'll continue In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.